1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Some schools and federal offices will be closed in Washington, D.C. for the second day after a massive storm that dumped snow, sleet, and freezing rain on the nation's capital. It's blamed for at least 5 deaths. Power outages led to water problems in Richmond, Virginia. Mayor Danny Abbott.
There was a failure of a component that created some flooding at the water treatment plant, and that's impeded our ability to produce more water.
On the heels of the storm, Arctic air. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We are in the freezer for the eastern half of the country through the rest of the week. And that is a big problem because now the next storm that's coming through begins Thursday in Texas. And the potential is there for a half foot of snow.
There are fears of power outages and winter wildfires in Southern California, where officials are gearing up for what's expected to be a life-threatening and destructive windstorm beginning today with gusts that could top 100 miles an hour. President Biden spoke at a vigil in New Orleans for the 14 people killed in the New Year's Day truck attack.
Whether it's in the form of this attack, or hurricanes or superstorms, this city and its people get back up.
He and the First Lady placed flowers at a memorial on Bourbon Street. Word of the first bird flu death in a human in the U.S.
Health officials in Louisiana say the person who died was over 65, had been in contact with sick and dead birds in a backyard flock, and had underlying medical problems. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The persons who are currently at highest risk for infection include people who work with dairy cattle, poultry, or wild birds, and they're generally younger and healthier than the Louisiana case who died.
The Louisiana Department of Health says it has not found any other human bird flu cases. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
At least 95 people have been killed in a 7.1 earthquake in Tibet. The BBC's Laura Bicker.
The Chinese Air Force has flown an unmanned drone right across the area. This is the Mount Everest National Park to try to find out the areas that are worst affected so that they can send rescuers there quickly.
Washing your breakfast down with soda? You might want to switch to water. Here's CBS's Michael George.
A study by Tufts University estimates every year 2.2 million people develop type 2 diabetes due to sugary beverages, and 1.2 million develop cardiovascular disease. The problem is especially bad in developing countries in Africa and Latin America.
S&P futures up 5, Dow futures ahead 22. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
The Bucks win in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks dominated the Raptors. 128-104, Giannis Antetokounmpo needed stitches after cutting his right hand on the rim, then finished the night with 11 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds, his fourth triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers.
He didn't want to come out because he felt like he could finish, but it kept bleeding. It definitely was affecting him. You could see it really hurt his ball handling a little bit. Just set the whole tone to our team. And when your best player does that, it becomes contagious.
College basketball, the Badgers with a Big Ten conference win. On the road, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell had 21 points. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffering a season-ending torn ACL. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the playoffs after losing to the Bears.
You know, every game is a new game, every week a new week. It's all about your preparation, energy. 24 hours, you know, this game over with. So, you know, we got to prepare for next week.
That's Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There was a lion's roar atop the box office this past weekend. Mufasa took first place on the big screen with a haul of just under $24 million. The Lion King prequel edged out Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on the last weekend of 2024. Sonic, which was tops last weekend over Mufasa, brought in just over $21 million for a second place, but out-earned Mufasa over the traditional three-day weekend. Both films are entering their fourth week of release and showing decent legs. Coming in third place this past weekend was Focus Features' Nosferatu, a surprise hit that has pulled in about 7 $70 million since its release on Christmas Day. The film is now at $100 million globally. Rounding out the top five were Moana 2 in fourth place with $12 million and about to pass $1 billion globally. And in fifth place was Wicked with just over $10 million. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, landed in sixth place for the second week in a row with just over 8 million big ones. Great assortment of flicks in the theaters right now to help you combat the cold. Check them out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up a bit in the overnight with light northwest winds. Temperatures dropping to the mid-single digits. On Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Highs in the lower 20s in the afternoon. And again, our winds will remain light out of the northwest. Currently, 8 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Tim Dennis, host of the Darkness Radio podcast, joins the show. Then we talk about the Milwaukee comedy scene with comedy sports head coach Mike Kauf. Let's light it up Tuesday style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Tuesday morning, January 7th, 2025. And it's another beautiful day to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or on the Civic Media app, or by podcast or watching us on social media. We appreciate you starting your day right here. I've got a question for you. Does your ice groan when you're trying to fall asleep at night? That's the hazard you face when you live on a river, when it freezes over. And the river, of course, is still flowing and the ice is shifting. And when all is quiet, like when you're trying to fall asleep, you just hear this low groan and occasionally some cracks. But it made me think of other winter sounds that you might have to deal with depending on where you live. And it isn't, can everybody relate to the crack? Like when one of your joists, you know, up on the roof is like expanding. Those are, and then of course, here's my other favorite winter noise. And by favorite, I put that in quotes. The loud crack when you get a static shock when you touch the light switch. Winter dryness comes with all of its old familiar sounds, and the ice groaning last night made me think of that particular one as we deal with temperatures right now that are again hovering somewhere around zero. It's 4 degrees here in Chippewa right now. It's 2 below in Hayward, 3 below in Amory. Wausau is at 9 above. In La Crosse, it's also 9 degrees. 4 in Wisconsin Rapids, 14 in Green Bay. Madison's at 9 degrees right now. Waukesha's at 9. And at Radio Park in Racine, it is 13 degrees, where we will find Greg Bach in just a moment, right after I tell you that coming up on the program this morning, Sharita Booker, our social media manager, will be here. And we will not do our typical three stories that are especially popular on the Up North News social media platforms this week. Instead, we will talk about the social media platforms themselves. Some of us, nerds, weirdos, connected people, whatever you want to call it, we're on all of them, but maybe you're not. And so between Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know, Threads, Blue Sky, whatever, we'll talk a bit about the platforms and maybe there's one that will pique your curiosity and you'll go check it out. And maybe you'll find out the one you're currently reading is a little too toxic and you should run away from it. Twitter, X. So we'll talk to Sharita about that coming up. Then in our second hour, Congressman Mark Pocan will be here. The new Congress is underway and the Republicans there are going to be trying a unique approach, putting all their eggs in one basket, one great big basket, and trying to ram through a bill that does basically everything. which is exactly what they used to complain Democrats were doing. So let's see how that works out for them. We'll talk to Congressman Pocan about that and other matters about the Trump transition. And we'll talk about the Wisconsin legislature. It, too, has a new session underway, got underway just yesterday. And we'll talk a little bit about the tone there, which, again, there was a real difference between the two parties in terms of divisiveness and partisanship versus wanting to actually work together with one another to get good things passed. Along the way, you can always text the show or call us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can use the Civic Media app as well to call or text the show. And of course, if you're watching on the Up North News Facebook page, the Civic Media Facebook page, or the Up North News YouTube page, you can leave a comment out there, as Alicia does, where she writes, "Good morning to Pat and Greg." She also did listen to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's speech yesterday and said it was interesting, and then she puts in parentheses, hypocritical. You know, then we've got Harmony on Facebook writing, "Wow, even Iowa is cold. And also, as I get older, I become more politically neutral." So we appreciate all the comments that they put up. Harmony goes on to add, "I kind of like some of the Republicans and Democrats think they know everything and pander to youth and their ignorant opinions." Oh, to be young and ignorant again. No, I think I personally have always been a bit of a news junkie. Most people are not, so we try to put the news into plain English to folks. I just think of plain folks, soft-spoken, you know, people of the earth, you know, people like Greg Bach, who joins us now from Radio Park and Racine.
Yes, because plain folks is one way I've been described my entire life. Oh, Greg, salt of the earth, plain spoken.
I was trying so hard not to give the full line from Blazing Saddles, but I think about it every time when that comes up. How are things down there? How are things down south by you?
Down south, it is wicked cold. I busted out the snowblower for the first time ever yesterday.
Oh, you did finally get that out.
Okay. Yeah, we bought it on Sunday, and then I just wanted to have it ready to go by the snowstorm, which was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I love it. It's great. It's battery operated, so I don't have to worry about gas or anything like that. And it did the job, and it did it in less than an hour, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I'm sold.
Okay. Well, good. I was a little worried that if the storm down there had underproduced and you couldn't use it at all, that you'd continue to be a little grumpy about the investment that you put into it.
No,
it was just
no.
Sitting there. But it's all broken in now. But you did not do the rest of the neighborhood as you'd threatened.
No, they did. They were all, by the time I got home, they were all either done or doing there. So I'm like, because my neighbor even, like, he was shoveling his and he has a snowblower. I said, "Is it broken?" And he goes, "No, it's not broken." I'm like, I'm sorry. Was that rude? I don't know.
No. The worst, and I'll put that in quotation marks, the worst kind of storm is the one that's right in between. Like, is it really enough for the snowblower?
Yeah.
Or should you just go ahead and shovel it because it's not that much? But then as you're shoveling it, you're going, "I have a snowblower. Why don't I use this?" But then when you're using a snowblower on a light, you know, snowfall, you're like, "Is this really necessary? Do I look like a dork?"
If it's under 2 inches or an inch and a half, not my time. Yeah. But when the city plows my driveway, I'm like,
yes.
Nope.
Yeah. There's nothing like finishing that. And then the plow comes by and you go, "Well, I guess I'm going back outside because now there's a berm that might prevent my escape here."
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
God, our theater of seasons. Did you happen to catch any of the violent insurrection that again accompanied yesterday's counting of electoral votes in Washington, D.C.?
Oh, I did. It was pandemonium.
Oh my gosh, the tear gas and the mobs and.
What do they call themselves? You know, it was the crooked FBI was there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Tifa was back. And they were like, "We want our freedom."
It's amazing how none of that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
When your guy won. compared to the massive man baby mob that gathered when their guy didn't win.
Yeah, it's
and
amazing.
Got booted out last time around.
It's amazing Funny. How when they threw a tantrum, you know, damage and injury and death and all that stuff. And when their guy won, it was like, well, this is what we call a peaceful transfer of power. It's been around for a real long time. And, you know, it's not what we wanted, but you buck up, you dust
accept
yourself
the results,
off, you accept right. the results, you move on, and we go to the next contest, which is coming up in April. But it's also, you know, we were talking about yesterday morning, then Jane and I talked about it on Matt and Air on Air about just this revisionist history now of the event and how people are like, well, you know, it was pretty bad. No, it was a horrible event in our country's history, and we should never forget it as anything less than, period, done.
Yeah, it was, and it is just amazing to me that so many people have memory hold it, although I've certainly have seen the same thing happening, you know, with the pandemic, mm-hmm. and going, did you all forget what happened and why it was so much worse than it needed to be? But apparently enough people did, and it really does say a lot about the power of, well, let's just call it what it is, propaganda or misinformation. And, you know, that if you tell a lie enough times to enough people in the right way, folks will go, oh, yeah, it was no big deal.
Yeah.
It was, in fact, a big deal.
And if you got sick or someone you know got sick, but nothing like – no ventilators were involved or nothing tragic. It's easy to be like, well, you know, it was, you know, I got sick, but that wasn't a big deal. It was a big deal. It wasn't huge to you, but that doesn't mean it wasn't a big deal. And right. now we have to live in a world where if we have another pandemic, what is it going to take for you to care?
That is my biggest worry, mm-hmm. is that, I mean, we just had and this is not to be alarmist, but we had the first human bird flu death in Louisiana the other day.
Yep.
Now, again, this was somebody who was elderly and had underlying health conditions. But one of the things that really still gnaws at me from the pandemic were the people that didn't want to do any face masking or anything, saying, well, the only people who are going to die are the very old and very
yes.
sick, and then the rest of us will have immunity. Well, what kind of a ghoul are you to say, yeah, if we just let all the weak ones die, we'll be fine. We'll be even stronger. My God, do you people go to church with an attitude like that? That's my question.
We have somebody whose coworker or a friend of theirs is their kids are having norovirus, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh my gosh, what? Like, should they even be at their work? I'm like, oh, it just affects kids and older people. I'm like, that's not the right answer at all.
No,
at all.
It's not. And so we again are dealing with a world that is based on that kind of misinformation or even disinformation, which is intentionally spreading these kinds of falsehoods for selfish purposes. Now, again, it led to the election results that it did, and we accept that. And you say, okay, where do we go from here? And in fact, later on, we'll get into this much more, but I would point folks to the New Yorker. NewYorker.com has a story about Wisconsin doing better than the rest of the country from a Democratic standpoint, talking about Ben Wickler being up for DNC, you know, National Democratic Chair, and so on. And it really is a question of how do Democrats make clear they've got the better values, more in tune with typical Americans, but they're doing just a terrible job of getting that message out. We'll talk to Mark Pocan a bit about that in our second hour as well. We'll pause here and unpack some of the day's headlines and sports next. This is Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wasota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
Here's to a Wisconsin winter you will always remember. To playing outdoors in a winter wonderland. Here's to cozying up around the fire and holding someone close. And to staying downtown, where the food scene makes your heart sing. And to celebrating moments frozen in time. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Voting Rights Act of 1965, Section 2, included opportunity for communities of minority voters to elect the congressional candidate of their choice by creating a majority-minority voting district. In 2025, Alabama, for the first time in history, has two black members of Congress. It wasn't easy. Alabama's population is almost 27% black, yet the state had only one majority-minority congressional district out of seven after the 2020 redistricting cycle. Voters sued under the Voting Rights Act, and in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court in Allen v. Milligan determined the legislature had intentionally diluted black voting power. Alabama's federal district court ordered new maps, which the legislature and governor defied, refusing to create a second majority-minority district. Finally, in October 2023, the court chose a map drawn by a court-appointed expert, which included a second black district. Black Alabamian Shamari Figures, son of civil rights activists, won the second congressional district 55% to 45%. The Milligan decision was long-awaited justice for black Alabamians, but a Supreme Court decision in a South Carolina gerrymandering case may narrow already weakened Voting Rights Act protections. We have more on the Milligan decision and its consequences at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Actually one of my favorite Kenny Loggins songs, although it's a rather obscure one. It wasn't even in the music library here in the Radio Ranch, but there's Kenny Loggins, and he's part of our history lesson today. And he's all over the place today. I have forced Mr. Bach to play Kenny Loggins bumper music throughout because the king of yacht rock has a birthday today. 77 years old today for Kenny Loggins.
Is he the king?
Well, you're right. I say to Michael McDonald's biggest fan, perhaps the Crown Prince might be a better way to go.
I don't
to
know.
To make our Michael McDonald fans happy.
Yes. I mean, I would just want to make him mad, call Donald Fagen the king of yacht rock.
that would make Donald Fagen very mad. So we're not going to do that. Now, some folks were reading ahead and paying attention here. Roger on Facebook noticed the show title and the show description has some fun with some Kenny Loggins song titles today. And so he adds, as long as we are nobody's fool, we just have to keep the fire. And this is it for the Kenny Loggins titles that I can use. And Jeff Perry writes in on Facebook, I don't mind the puns. I'm all right.
Shut it down.
I like it. I like it very much. I'm happy. I'm so proud of all you guys. Thank you for playing along. More in today's history lesson coming up in about a half hour. Let's do a little sports here. You ever get hurt while at work and then you just have to suck it up and go back in? I mean, in some ways you can't. Look at Christian Watson. He tore his ACL. He can't go back in. He's done for the rest of this year, and who knows what his 2025 is like with the Green Bay Packers with that torn ACL. But let's move over to the Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo. He needed three stitches to close a cut near the base of his right pinky in the middle of last night's game, but returned to finish and get his fourth triple-double of the season, helping the Bucks beat the Toronto Raptors on the road 128-104. Giannis had 11 points, 13 assists, 12 rebounds. Damian Lillard scored at 25 points. The Bucks' next home game is Wednesday against San Antonio. I guess I'm not saying we couldn't do it, but if we had to go get stitches on the job, Greg, we'd actually have to leave the facility, head to an ER or something. Imagine where, like in their case, you just go to a room in the back, yeah, and there's a trainer there. Oh, we'll just stick this needle in you and stitch you up and put you back out there.
Yep.
I don't think I could continue to do the show in quite the same way.
Owie.
I mean, a paper cut could basically take me out.
But I mean, when you're at the level of competition and world-class athleticism. Mm-hmm. And also the Bucks have $230 million invested in you. You're going back out to play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Also in sports, the Badger women's basketball team is out on the West Coast tonight playing at Washington. Coverage begins at 7:40 tonight on WLAK in Amory. Also stations in Wisconsin Rapids, Racine Kenosha, and Richland Center. And you can hear it on the app as well. The Badger men's basketball team beat Rutgers in New Jersey last night, 75-63. To go to 10-2 on the season, it was the Badger men's first road win of the season, taking them to 2-2 in Big Ten conference play. They will next play at home Friday at the Kohl Center versus the Minnesota Gophers. You will be able to hear that game on several Civic Media stations and on the Civic Media app as well. Getting back to the Packers for a moment, a quick reminder that their playoff game is in Philadelphia against the Eagles next Sunday, 3:25 kickoff, pregame at 1 o'clock on Civic Media stations in Racine, Kenosha, Richland Center, and Park Falls. The Badger women's hockey team is now 20 wins, one loss, one tie after losing a shootout to Ohio State outdoors at Wrigley Field over the weekend. They will be home this weekend against Minnesota State on Saturday and Sunday, and those games are already sold out. The Badger men's hockey team is also home this weekend against LIU. All right, it's 9:26 right now on this Tuesday morning here. And just really briefly, we'll, again, talk to Congressman Mark Bocan just over an hour from now about the new Congress getting underway with its session. Did I say 9:26? I'm sorry, Greg.
You certainly did. That.
did that make a few people run for the bus stop? Sorry.
What?
No, 6:26. Wow, okay.
There you go, buddy.
Well, no, it's what I get for doing a few things at once here. For example, I was looking at the comments. For example, there's a lot of comments on Kenny Loggins' things down here. But also Tony putting on YouTube, he heard Earl was going to talk to either Leroy Butler or the Gravedigger to preview the Packers this weekend. Very excited about that. I don't see such a note here, but yeah, that if he talked about it, then yes, that may very definitely be the case. So you want to stick around for Earl Ingram following this program on many of these Civic Media radio stations. Okay, back to, I mentioned Congress, Mark Bocan, next time around, next hour, not the 10 o'clock hour, the 7 o'clock hour, and it was the Wisconsin legislature that got its session underway yesterday. There was the swearing in of new members of the Assembly and Senate, so many new Democrats that I believe the number of new Democrats exceeds the number of veteran Democrats, that they are basically a majority of the current Democratic caucus in the Assembly. So, I mean, that's a lot of fresh blood that's in there. Plus, you've got several new faces from Democrats in the state Senate as well. All of them talking about the value of public service, the excitement about taking the oath of office. It was fun to see the families there getting all excited. And, you know, then came the speeches by Republican leadership in both houses. And, you know, for example, you had Devin Lemahue, the Senate Republican leader, talking all about people like Governor Evers, who want to grow the size of government and send Wisconsin backwards, talked about failed liberal policies, gave the old chestnut about we should return the surplus to the taxpayers, which, again, no. If there's a surplus, the taxpayers expect you, yes, you can cut taxes, but the taxpayers don't plow the roads. The taxpayers aren't the ones out there taking care of our national or state parks. They're not putting out fires. They're not teaching our children. They want their tax money invested properly. When a tax cut is warranted, yes, cut taxes. But to return an entire surplus is intentional wasting so that you can benefit those with the very highest tax brackets. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was no better in terms of sharply partisan attacks against Governor Evers. And so kind of the same old from Republicans so far, setting the tone for the legislature. Sherita Booker is next. You're up north.
Help the man who fights his
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It seems a hot topic the past few years has been the use of renewable energy instead of fossil fuels, and this includes wind energy. I'm Ben Jarbo at the Midwest Farm Report, and Pete Morris, a Grant County resident who hosts group informational sessions about wind energy projects, is here to explain some of these projects that are popping up in Wisconsin.
Really, we've seen an influx, particularly in southwest Wisconsin, of potential wind projects. The Badger Hollow project just got submitted to the Public Service Commission. That's located in the Montfort area down in Grant County. And there are actually four different energy developers who are actively signing up lease agreements across Grant County. And so it's a very hot topic in our part of the state. For a lot of folks, the first time they hear about it is maybe when a neighbor or somebody close to their residence or farm has signed up, and it's the first time they've maybe heard about these projects. And so we're trying to help educate folks and help them make informed decisions.
Moore says that if one of these projects gets proposed to you, not to completely disregard it right away, and to make sure to do all the necessary research to make an informed decision on whether this would be beneficial for you. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those markets right after this.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
Now let's take a look at what the markets are doing this morning. Cash crop corn is down 4.25 at 453.5, and new crop corn is down 2.5 at 443. Cash crop soybeans are down 10 cents at 482.5, and new crop is down 9.5 at 1003.5. Cash wheat is down 5 at 535.5, and new crop wheat is down 4.75 at 556.25. Class 3 milk contracts for January are down 4 cents at 2060 hundredweight, and Class 3 milk for February is down 5 cents at 2107 hundredweight. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds around this morning, some sunshine for the afternoon, and a high in the low 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 5 above. And a mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday, high upper teens. Sun to start Thursday, then increasing clouds, maybe some flurries late. Highs in the mid-20s. Currently, we're at 8.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name one year, and we went to the mall, and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Civic Media's own Luke Mathers will be in with a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester and your calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Okay, so we're going to do something a little different today with our social media manager, Sharita Booker. Sharita, hello. How are you?
Hey, Pat. Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, we thought that for the start of the new year, instead of talking about, you know, three popular social media posts as a way to, oh, maybe persuade or cajole you to follow us on your favorite social media platform, we would talk a bit more about all of the social media platforms and how Up North News goes about putting different stories on these platforms and, you know, just how popular they are. We've had some pretty nice growth on these platforms, Sharita, which I guess because it was such a busy political year, would you say that influenced how, say, Facebook traffic grew as opposed to something like Instagram?
Yeah. So our Instagram in the last few years since I started, I think we started at about 14,000 on Instagram. And after that, we focused a lot on lifestyle content. So a lot of stuff about our culture in Wisconsin. And people love that. And we grew from like 14,000 to, I believe, between then and now, 48,000.
Wow.
That is a lot. And we outperform everyone in Courier except Courier National right now.
So check that out. 11 state newsrooms. And our Instagram outperforms everybody except the mothership.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
pretty cool. And that really gets us again into kind of taking a step back. Let's pull back the curtain a little bit. And let's again explain to folks that Up North News is a newsroom for all of Wisconsin. And while our bread and butter from the news standpoint is about politics and what's happening in Madison, what's happening in Washington, D.C., what are the big decisions being made that could affect your lives, there are also, of course, there's no shortage of feature stories about Wisconsin that we'd love to pass along. And so you get a little of both. You get some hard news, but you also get a lot of features in there as well. Some of them lend themselves well to photos and video, which is much more in your, you know, TikTok and Instagram realm. And others are very much kind of like text only stories, and you'll see those on Twitter and maybe on Facebook. And all of this stuff comes to you from all these different sources, and then you put them on in whatever way that that you think is best. So you mentioned, you know, Instagram having really good growth, but you know, because of the feature stories that are done. And do you see between, you know, the food and events and just other things that there are particular types of stories that do, you know, really well compared to the others, or do they all score pretty well across the board?
I mean, we do a lot of good news stories. So if it's not politics, you're seeing something like we're giving someone a shout out or congratulations about something, or just fun news or things to do, places to visit. But people really gravitate to posts that talk about our mannerisms, like our Midwest goodbyes, or our food, our culture. It's people love that. What makes Wisconsin us, people love to like talk about that and they can relate to it. And that's what always outperforms everything else on our platforms, each and every one.
And one of my favorite parts of doing this for a media career right now is that, you know, I'm one of those lucky people who has lived and worked in Milwaukee. I've lived and worked in Madison. I've spent a lot of time in Eau Claire, but I've also been in Chippewa Falls and Rice Lake and West Bend and all these small communities. And so I feel very fortunate, but a whole lot of people that, you know, are learning something new about Milwaukee, and you being from Milwaukee, every so often, you know, we're talking about something and you're like, I've never done that. I've never been there. And it's just this great way to kind of bring everybody closer within our own borders.
Yeah. I told Pat before, like before I started working here, I feel like I didn't even have a grasp on the Wisconsin culture entirely. But now that I've been working here for some years, I feel like I know exactly what post is going to work for everyone, certain topics that our people are going to comment on and engage with, especially like supper clubs, old fashions. Our audience love that stuff. So cheese, beer, it's just like a handful of things that I know you guys are going to gravitate to. And that's something I even learned as a Wisconsinite being from Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea of a road trip, of a weekend getaway. Those were some of our first stories were about, hey, if you've got a weekend, one of the things I did was I went to Amnicon Falls State Park last year because I finally wanted to see. I saw all these pictures of the waterfalls, and next summer we're going to hit some of those other parks that have waterfalls because they're just gorgeous. And my goodness, Rita, we've given people no shortage of ideas to say, let's take a weekend and go to this or that or the other thing. You just don't see that as much from places that are also running, you know, general news stories on a daily basis.
Yeah, we do our best to cover everything. I know when you go to our Facebook or our Instagram, you see a lot of like Madison stuff or Milwaukee, but we do focus on other places in Wisconsin. Even northern Wisconsin, the Northwoods and everything. We want you guys to be able to go anywhere in Wisconsin and travel and find things to do in every corner of the state. So
yeah,
you have to follow us and see what we're posting because we're always posting something different and a lot of different things.
Now, I've got to talk about a particular platform, in this case, TikTok. And look, we know TikTok is in kind of a weird place politically right now, but let's set that aside for a moment and just talk about the platform itself. When Up North News launched 5 years ago this week, our founder, Tara McGowan, talked about, you know, being a social media presence for news for people who are not typical news consumers, but bring them news stories about, you know, what their leaders are doing in politics, but also stories from around the state. And I'll never forget her saying, you know, we only knew about the website and the newsletter and Facebook. That was it when we first started. And at some point she said, well, if it were up to me, I'd have a dedicated TikTok reporter for every state newsroom. And we laughed. We were just like, what are you talking about? TikTok is this thing where kids just do stupid dances. Nobody's going to want to see stories on there. Well, fast forward 5 years, and Sharita, I don't even think you could have predicted how busy we would be on TikTok as we were in 2024.
No, we did not. Like,
you know, saying something, and
there we go.
Then others are
let's go back to our interview.
Are contributed by others. They might be freelancers. They might be things that we are passing along that we have seen on other sites as well. That we, you know, we go get permission and we use those. So there isn't like any one set formula. You're going to see all kinds of things on social media, whether you go to TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, and I think that that's probably what folks are really looking for, is they're looking for variety. They don't want something that's very, you know, stoic and it's the same thing every day. People like variety when they're scrolling.
Yeah, we're trying to keep up with the trends and what people are looking for and clicking on and engaging with. So we're always going to be trying something different to see if this is what you guys like more, or we can go backwards, whichever one you guys prefer. We're always looking to expand and create and be individualized, and we'll be bringing that to you more in 2025.
Now, here's my prediction for 2025, and I'm going to be the first to tell you that this just might get me in trouble with the bosses here, but we have not made YouTube a priority platform these past 5 years. We've really focused on the other ones that we've already talked about, but if anybody thought YouTube was going away, they're wrong. YouTube continues to grow. We're not a large presence there outside of the radio show. But Sharita, you see, you know, the signs that are out there that people are using YouTube as much or more than ever. That probably will be something that you see more of our work, not just us, but all of our other courier newsroom outlets as well. It's clearly something that's here to stay.
Yeah, I feel like with YouTube, now that they've had shorts for a while, but people really watch shorts just as much as they do TikTok. So I feel like YouTube is something we can't forget about. And we do have longer form videos on there on our playlist, but we do want to like go aim towards something where people can just scroll their YouTube shorts and just see a 30-second video from us, even if it's, you know, just something quick, something newsy. But like I said, we have a little bit of newsy stuff, political hard news, but then we also have our fun local community news.
And then the other one, the other thing that I think might be different in 2025, and again, this is just me talking, not management, is the difference between Twitter and Blue Sky. And I am squarely in the camp of Blue Sky has proven to me that it is a full-on replacement for Twitter. And I personally do much less on Twitter than ever before because of what Elon Musk has turned that site into. But there are plenty of news outlets that still use Twitter because they do still have numbers, you know, numbers in terms of the users and a potential audience. So we are still on Twitter. We are not on Blue Sky currently, but I would not be surprised to see that change as more people look at what Twitter's become and said, you know, this is just not my thing anymore. That's my guess anyway.
Yeah, I saw the Guardian actually left Twitter because of like the whole Elon Musk thing and everything. And I don't know what it's going to look like moving forward for us, but I do know some other newsrooms and Courier have opened Blue Sky accounts. So yeah, they're trying to figure out, you know, what's that going to look like. And so I'm not opposed to us doing the same.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if we got there at all. And for folks going, wait, Blue Sky, wasn't that thing where you needed a special invitation, you know, in order to use it? Yes, that's what it was in the very beginning. It's not like that anymore. You don't need a special invitation. They've now worked out the kinks, the growing pains, if you will. And so anybody that has given up on Twitter but is still looking for basically what I liken to the old AP ticker, you know, the old teletype in the newsroom, you can tailor your Blue Sky feed the way that you used to with Twitter, where you just see the things that you want to see and not Elon Musk tweaking with the algorithm to put all kinds of garbage in there that you don't need anymore. Now, having talked about all these various social media platforms, it is clear that we still have some foundational platforms that are not social media. We still have our website, upnorthnewswi.com. We still have our daily newsletter that gets emailed every weekday morning. Christina Lurie puts that together for us as well. So none of these things are going away. If anything, we're probably adding more to our workload, which I know how hard you work. We're going to try not to do that, try not to overwhelm you with new features. But, you know, as you look at all of it, I mean, I grew up in a time when there were three channels for news and a couple of radio stations, and that was it. And you're the one that's providing more sources than ever before. What about you personally? If you're just looking, if you're just scrolling just to see what's new in the world, what is your particular go-to one right now?
Oh, my go-to? I would say, you know what? I honestly bounce back and forth probably pretty evenly between Instagram and Facebook. I am not a TikToker. I do not get on TikTok. My friends might send me videos to look at, but I don't know. Maybe I'm so much on TikTok because of work. My time, I'm just like, I don't want to see any more videos. Stop. I don't want to stop scrolling. Nothing, you know, so.
I could totally see that. And I will say again, for folks that maybe didn't hear me say it before, Instagram Reels have become like our new primetime TV. I mean, we still watch a TV show here or there, but one of the last things Sherry and I do at the end of the evening is we're both scrolling through our phones on Instagram and sharing funny videos with each other and with our daughters, where we just
do the same.
Do you see? Yes. And it's a great way to end the day on an upbeat note. Sherry's all the time getting cute animal videos. I'm getting other kind of funny videos that might make fun of something in the news. And for all those who use the word doom scrolling, I'll tell you what, if you pick one of those platforms like we do with Instagram, and if you do it just right, you can basically, you know, tweak that algorithm into just showing you some of the best, funniest people and actions that are out there. And I think for people that say social media is, you know, just a dead end, I think you just got to find a better way to make it a tool that is uniquely your own.
Yes. Once I'm on a roll on an Instagram Reels, when my algorithm kicks off, oh man, I'm laughing for like the next 20 minutes straight.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And it rewards you by saying, oh, you like that? Here, we'll show you this as well. Sherita Booker, social media manager for Up North News. Thanks for the extended visit to talk more about social media platforms. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later on.
You too, Pat.
All right. We'll be back with today's history lesson after this. You're Up North.
Falls Radio, WXCO.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on air.
Sweet, sweet memories, memories you gave made of this. Can't beat the memories you gave with me. Don't sweet, sweet forget a small moonbeam. You can't beat the memories you gave with me. Fold.
Hey, it can't all be rock and roll, right? This is the number one song this day in 1956. This would be Dean Martin. Before he was known just as a drunken comedic actor, he had a few hit records back in the day. Memories Are Made of This was the number one hit from him back in 1956. This is today's history lesson for this January 7th, 2025, and it includes our usual Tuesday appearance from our friend Dan Hagen from WJFW Newswatch 12 in Rhinelander. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well. You know, it's funny, like the 50s sound like music from a century plus ago, but I feel like some 60s songs and 70s songs, they could have been performed last week, you know?
Yes, I do enjoy that. They do span time. Alicia notes here on YouTube, I love me some crooning. And there is still some of that that went on, a few years deep into the rock and roll era. How are things up in Rhinelander way? You guys got much for snow?
That's the problem. Yeah, that's why everyone's kind of bumming out right now is we got the cold temperatures we need. Everything is frozen. We got lakes of 14 inches thick of ice, but no snow. So that's the sad part.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're the ice over here is smooth. I mean, there are people ice skating out on the lake. I saw the what are the things that wind sailing, ice sailing, whatever it is. Yeah. I saw a lot of that
boats.
On the lake.
They're
the
called
other day.
Boats.
They're called boats. Sure.
Not quite.
Anyway, they're out there, but yeah, definitely need a little bit more snow for parts of the winter playground up there up north. Let's see. The number one song 60 years ago this week was by the Beatles, and they were just moving into being a studio-only band. And this was the first use of feedback intentionally. They discovered it when John Lennon leaned his guitar against an amp. They liked the way it sounded and incorporated it into the song.
Yeah.
So 60 years ago this week, the Beatles' I Feel Fine was for its third and final week atop the singles chart. You always love those happy accidents when you go, oh, hey, that worked. Let's keep doing that.
Yeah.
We mentioned that the big birthday today for all of us Yacht Rock fans would be from the master, Kenny Loggins, who today is 77 years old. You know that just for Greg, I picked the part where Michael McDonald is doing the background singing. Hey, hey, hey. Here's the thing. Years from now, Dan's going to be sitting around with his grandkids, and they're going to say, Grandpa Dan, have you always liked Yacht Rock? And he'll say, no, kids, I didn't at all. But these nice, kindly gentlemen on the radio taught me to appreciate the music of my elders once upon a time.
Well, one of you is kindly. I'm not going to say which one.
I think we can figure that one out. And I appreciate the compliment. Thank you very much.
Dang it!
Katie Couric is 68 years old today. Nicolas Cage is 61.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was older.
Yeah. No, same. Yep. Just a few months older than me. Everybody does a Christopher Walken, but a Nicolas Cage impression isn't far off it. Greg, you don't do a lot of impressions, do you? Or
no.
Or do you do a Nick Cage?
The Nick Cage is hard because you got to get in here. No, I just don't. I'm not going to.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Simon Helberg from The Big Bang Theory does an amazing Nicolas
Cage.
He
does a really good one. Yes, he does. Let's see. Birthday today. This one, too, surprises me. From Five for Fighting, Vladimir Andrasik, I hope I'm saying that name correctly, is 60 years old today. That's really where I'm like, I should go double check that. But anyway, Go-Go's guitarist, bassist Kathy Valentine is 66 today. Actor Jeremy Renner is 54. Singer Aloe Black is 46 years old today. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was. Let's see, Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens quarterback, is 28 years old and has more talent than almost any person on earth should. And I don't watch a lot of Baltimore Ravens football, but when I do, I'm like, that kid's good, Dan. He's fun
probably,
to watch.
Probably MVP for a third season, I would say. He's up there with Josh Allen.
He very much reminds me from the Fran Tarkenton of my youth. And like, oh, you need me to scramble and get that first down myself? Fine, I'll get it done. What are you laughing at over there?
It's welcome to Up North News Sports. That Lamar Jackson, he is good.
That's
football is interesting, and Lamar Jackson is good, and I'm a fan of baseball too.
Yeah.
Back to you, Pat.
You want anything more than that? You can watch 3 hours of Get Up on one of those cable channels where they break it down to what shoelaces they're wearing.
Oh, gross.
Blue Ivy Carter, the daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z, is 13 years old today.
Wow.
Marian Anderson became the first African-American singer to appear at the Metropolitan Opera on this day in 1955. This is National Mentor Day, National Tempura Day, National Bobblehead Day. Speaking of mentors, Dan, do you have anybody that you would want to give a shout-out to who helped you along the way?
Yeah, one of you two, but I'm not going to say which one.
You're welcome, Dan. You're very welcome. It's all for the kids.
Yes, that's right. And one last thing. This is National Harlem Globetrotters Day. They played their first road game on this day in 1927. So I would remind you that our friend Mark Jacob, he and his brother Matthew, wrote a book about the Globetrotters, how Abe Saperstein shook up the world of sports. You should read that. Hey, Dan, thanks for playing along with us. Appreciate it as always. Catch him on WJFW. You have a great day.
Absolutely. You too as well.
All right, we'll be back with the second hour of Up North News Radio, including Congressman Mark Pocan, right after this news break on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, America's mayor held in contempt of court. Former AG Brad Schimmel thinks Dems are guilty of lawfare. And will Wisconsin ever have binding referendums? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin.
for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. First snow and ice, now bitter cold is gripping portions of the country, from places like San Antonio all the way to New York. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
The temperatures are going to be so low in the eastern portion of the United States that the usual salt that you would use, you can't use the normal amount. It's just too cold.
At least five people were killed in crashes in Kansas and Missouri. The cleanup continues in Washington, D.C. CBS's Rob Marciano is there.
A relatively small fleet of plows is struggling to keep the roads clear. Work crews using smaller scale tactics to move the snow, power sweepers, and leaf blowers on sidewalks.
In New Orleans, President Biden spoke at a memorial. President Biden spoke at a memorial for the 14 people killed in the New Year's Day truck attack on Bourbon Street.